Ulthar node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Ulthar node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
83IJ mobile.
Hey, Wes, good afternoon. 83IJ mobile, KC2KLO mobile.
Yeah, hi there.
So I'm getting some lunch. I'll see you in a while. So I don't have my 440 working. Well, I'm actually going in on 440, but listening on 6.
Ah, oh, gotcha, man. Yeah, I know. It's been a minute. Hold on. I hope things are going well. And first of all, what's on the menu today for lunch?
I got a half a steak sub, American cheese, cherry coke, and some, what do you call it, cheddar and some potato chips, sour cream and cheddar.
Oh, man, that sounds like a heck of a lunch, that's for sure. Oh, man, I'm sitting here eating a salad, and my life's just depressing over here, but that sounds fantastic. Well, good for you, buddy. I'm sorry to hear the UHF still down, but at least it sounds like the 6 is staying up and consistent.
Fun is just fun.
Exactly. So, yeah, very good. Very good. So, were you able to, are you still looking for a UHFEA?
By one.
This is the NY1US Ulthar node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
Well, I found a 40-watt amplifier on eBay for $55. It's got like a continuous duty heat sink on it. It's actually made for the ham band. A company called Baldon. It was something made in the 80s. It was a mixed open Syracuse, I guess. It's supposed to work. So what I got is, it takes 3.5 watts to get in to get 40 out, so I've got a white little amplifier. I don't know how it's going to work, but it takes like 0 dBm plus 10 maximum to give it 3 watts out, and I cemented that onto the heat sink. This heat sink together so it can't overheat, so I just got to mount some fans on it right now and then wear them up.
Oh, very good, buddy. The progress, yeah, progress being made. Oh, very good, man. Well, hopefully you're able to wrap that up and get you back to full power.
Just later, and the rest of my stuff. Yeah, I hope it works. A little weary of that, using that little booster amplifier because of the 2 to 700 megahertz bandwidth. It's really not shielded very well, so I don't know. It's a gamble. See if I can get it working on the bench and go from there. So, but, yeah, it'll either work or it won't. I got a couple of 100-watt continuous duty heat sinks, and I got mine on some parts, so first comes the worst. If it doesn't last very long, I'll go with a regular GE for it, I guess.
Okay. Oh, wow. There you go. Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, I was, you know, it's like kind of another point of failure and things like that, but that's pretty wide. But you know what, though? It might just work fine for you, too. You know, just trying to, you know, see is try to keep it cool, and I know that might be kind of tough off of that site there, but hopefully some good fans will get it done. And well, there's my partner at work here. He must have his end of this test point comp that we're doing, so I'm going to have to get out of here. But you enjoy your lunch, buddy. 7-3, we'll catch you later. K3IJ, KC2KLO.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I'll let you go. Yeah, I'll chat with you further on it sometime. K3IJ.
Hi, sounds good, buddy. We'll catch up. KC2KLO.
This is the NY1US Ulthar node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
K3IJ listening.
This is the NY1US Ulthar node 42675 in South Wales, New York.
KC2KLO remote.
This is the NY1US Ulthar node 42675 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US.